Hello, friends. Today, I have brought a very important and vital information for all of you from the oldest spiritual wisdom on the planet, that is Bhagavad Gita. I'm going to tell you from Bhagavad Gita today how we can avoid emotional extremes and how to center our emotions on reality so that we attain a stability in our emotional life. All of us have experience of mood swings when small good things make us elated, delighted, and more commonly we experience small bad things make us dejected, disappointed. But if such mood swings become frequent or extremes, others can't count on us. In fact, even we can't count on us. We experience mood swings in the people around us, even up to the point of betrayal by the very people supposedly who are close to our heart. We can't always change the outer conditions that trigger our emotions. We can't even change quickly the inner conditionings that make us prone to certain emotions. How can then we avoid emotional extremes? How do we tackle with this? Well, Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, verse 70 offers a solution. I'll read the translation of the verse for all of you, then we can discuss it. It says, and I'm reading from Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, verse 70. It says, a person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. Are we all not looking for peace? Is peace not foundation for happiness? Right, so here is a formula. How do we make our consciousness as still as an ocean, which is being filled by rivers constantly, yet remains calm? Yes, we can do this provided we follow the formula given in this shloka, in this verse. We do it by relocating our emotional center. And in few seconds from now, I'm going to tell you how we do it. We need to first understand that we are at our core spiritual beings. We transcend the conditions around us and the conditionings within us. We need to first admit it intellectually. Then we can strive to relocate the center of our emotions, the center of our consciousness, from the transient changing things to the unchanging source of everything, and that is God's unconditional love for his children, for all of us. Yes. So here is the crux. The default location of our consciousness is determined by our primary attachments. And not only that, the size of our attachments shapes the size of our consciousness. What does it mean? It means when we are attracted to small things, that means the transitory things of this world, the food, the car, the bungalow, the sex, the satisfaction lasts for a short while. But when we are attracted, when we are attached to the eternality of our souls, our core being, our consciousness becomes like an ocean. And worldly upheavals are like rivers that rush into the puddles. So when does our consciousness become puddle? when we are attracted to the transitory things which give short satisfaction. That makes our consciousness like a puddle. And when the rivers of the upheavals of the world flood these puddles, we get disrupted. Everything gets disrupted around us. But when we are attached to big things, especially to the biggest reality, the God's unconditional, selfless love for us, the God who is eternally omnipotent, all-loving, it turns our consciousness into an ocean. And river-like upheavals don't disrupt an oceanic consciousness. This is how we make our consciousness from a puddle to an ocean. And how do we relocate our consciousness from world to love? We can do that by practicing prayers regularly, especially in the morning hours. Let us be with our soulmate, our beloved God, and disclose our hearts with all sincerity and earnestness. Then we begin feeling naturally attached, naturally attracted to the ocean of love, our divine Father, Mother, God. When we thus ground ourselves in the eternal, selfless, unconditional love of God, we become decreasingly prone to emotional extremes caused by the ever-changing externals. Thank you very much. I repeat the verse from Bhagavad Gita. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such emotions. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.